I'm Mary Andringa, and I agreed to chair this campaign because I believe it's time for Iowa to make a comeback. And Terry Branstad is the person to do just that. I know Terry Branstad is a leader, and he's a fighter for the state of Iowa, and he's going to work every day to make sure that we get this state back on track. So as we start a new decade and a new time in Iowa's history, it is a great pleasure for me to ask you to welcome the next governor of the great state of Iowa, Terry Branstad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is a great crowd. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Mary Andringa, for a great introduction. You know, I'd like to start today with one simple question. Are you ready for a comeback? Perhaps even more important question, is Iowa ready for a comeback? You could not be more right. Iowa is ready for a comeback. And that's exactly what I've been hearing from thousands of Iowans that I've met with over the last 2 months. And that's why I'm here today. With the support of my wife, Chris. Our children, grandchildren, in-laws, the whole family. And I'm here to officially announce I will be a candidate for governor in 2010. Thank you. Together, we will bring Iowa back to the greatness that we know we have within us. You know, this building is very special to me. I'm kicking off my campaign here because this building shows what determined Iowans and a hands-on governor can accomplish when we have a shared vision. And when we bring Iowa's best together to make our dreams a reality. This building is a perfect example of that leadership in action. You know, back in the 1980s, our old historical building was obsolete, and this east side of the Des Moines River was a blighted area. In addition, the state of Iowa was in the middle of the farm crisis. People told me that it couldn't be done, that we needed to wait until better times to build a new historical building. I took that as a personal challenge, and we went about getting it done. We paid for this building with $15 million in private donations and only 10 in state funds on a pay-as-you-go basis, and we didn't borrow a dime. We put it here, hoping that it would serve as a spark for the redevelopment of this East Village area. Look at this beautiful building. Look at this neighborhood. It worked. So right here, today, at this time, in this building, we will begin leading Iowa's comeback. That's right, Mackenzie. How are we going to do it? The way we've always done it, setting ambitious goals. And we won't stop until we get them done. Where do we start? We start by getting Iowa's fiscal house in order. That's job number one. When I left office, Iowa had a $900 million surplus, and today we face a projected $1 billion deficit. In just a little over a decade, that massive surplus has been squandered. So balancing the state budget and restoring fiscal discipline to government is our highest priority. When we get that done, the rest of our dreams and goals are possible. And here they are. 200,000 new jobs for Iowans. We've met tough times before. When I started my first term, Iowa's unemployment rate was 8.5%. But by the time I left office, we had it down to 2.5%. We worked day in and day out to do it. We brought new companies to Iowa. Iowa businesses expanded. We created hundreds of thousands of new jobs. It will take that same kind of personal, hands-on approach to experience that same kind of success. We want to experience that same kind of success again. It's time for jobs to come back. Second, let's grow family incomes in Iowa all across the state by 25%. Iowa families are hurting. Many have had big cuts in their household incomes. We must lead a historic comeback in the Iowa economy to benefit all Iowa families and all Iowa family incomes across the state. It's time for family incomes to come back. Yeah. Third, the cost of government must be reduced by at least 15%. Government spending has skyrocketed, yet our population has remained relatively the same. We have more government than we can afford. We must reduce its size and scope, we must set priorities, and we need to be more efficient. We need to be more accountable, and together, we can deliver the services that we need at a cost that we can afford. It's time for fiscal responsibility to come back. Fourth, we should again give our children the best education in the country. Test scores have been slipping at a very time that our children need to be at their very best. Mediocrity is not acceptable. Educational excellence is my passion. It's time for our schools to come back. Yes. During the coming weeks and months, I'll be out meeting Iowans, going to every college and university, visiting every county, listening to your ideas, discussing innovative and bold policy options. Some will say, Iowa can't come back. But working together, I know we can and will. How do I know this? Because we've done it before. When I left office, we had a record employment, a $900 million budget surplus, and personal income for Iowa families were growing. This didn't happen by accident, and the path to get there wasn't always straight. It required hands-on leadership, continuous improvement in Iowa's tax and business climate, and a leader with an unwavering commitment to a bright and prosperous future for Iowans. I truly believe Iowa is poised for a historic comeback, and I believe it's this campaign and you who will start this comeback. Thousands of Iowans have committed to be part of this campaign. They've touched my heart. People offering to volunteer or donate or do whatever they need to help get this job done. They've stopped me on the street to provide encouragement and support. I've been reminded of the incredible spirit of Iowans, the faith that working together, we can overcome our challenges and bring Iowa back stronger than ever. Iowa, it's time for jobs to come back. It's time for family incomes to come back. It's time for fiscal responsibility to come back. It's time for our schools to come back. Together, we will lead that comeback. It starts right here today. Thank you, and God bless you all.
That's a good parade.
You're good. You're good waver.